And a karaoke event is coming to Jacksonville. But this isn't your normal karaoke where you need to have three drinks just to get the courage to sing Sweet Caroline. No. It's Emo Night Karaoke happening at Kona Skate Park on March 20th. Tickets are on sale now. Joining me now is Chris Pennings, the MC and guitarist over at Emo Night Karaoke. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Chase.
No problem. I'm glad you're able to come on. First off, what is Emo Night Karaoke?
All right, so it is a live band karaoke event, but it's all emo, pop punk, metalcore kind of music. Some 2000s pop and stuff like that mixed in there. We kind of like do the gambit, a little bit of new metal too, just to give everyone something to, sing, depending on their musical taste.
So there's because sometimes, there's other vocalists on there. Does the band also do backup vocals, or do you just sing everything at that point?
We'll do backup vocals whenever there's a second part to a song, or there's harmonies or something like that. We try and do the best we can to kind of support the singers. Sometimes people get off because it is, a unique experience playing with a live band. It's not something they're used to. Even though we have lyrics that are scrolling in time with the music, mm-hmm. sometimes people just kind of fall off. So we'll try and get them back on the best that we can.
How difficult is it for the band to just know all of these songs just in the event that someone wants to play this random dashboard confessional song and all that? How tough is that to remember everything?
So we know about 150 songs, and it's kind of generally what we stick to. So if someone's like, hey, can you play such and such a song by such and such a band tonight? And it's no, we can't, because, four people don't actually know how to play it. And, it would be a lot to get all that. And then they also wouldn't have the lyrics, which is kind of integral to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult to remember that many songs. You just it's constant practice when you're at home. Just you got a weekend coming up, you got to run through everything, make sure you remember how to play everything. It takes everyone probably spends 25, 30 hours a month practicing.
Oh, wow.
Just on their own. Yeah.
Now, hypothetically speaking, if I'm to do an Emo Night Karaoke song and I get the adrenaline from, the band and the crowd, can I stage dive?
that is very venue dependent. It has happened. Generally, we try to discourage anything too crazy because we don't want anyone to get hurt at the shows.
Mm-hmm.
People have crowd surfed at our shows plenty of times. There's been stage diving and stuff. It's plenty of stuff like that does happen, especially on the heavier songs. So, always be careful and, be mindful of the people around you and, take care of each other. Don't just aggressively hurt people because you will get thrown out.
Now, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Well, so actually the first time I ever did karaoke was 10 years ago, when we started the band. I was on a cruise ship and I did a Blink-182 song. It was the first time I ever done karaoke song music. And I was with my brothers and we were drinking and they're you egged me on to go do it. And so I did it. And then I got off stage and they're so how was it? And I was oh, we've been better with a band. And that's where I got the idea. And so I guess just a Blink song, I've never really done a lot of karaoke. I think I've done a couple Blink songs and a couple Cure songs. And that's pretty much it.
So what you're saying is a Blink-182 song on a cruise started this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, I don't know if you can say the name because they do have some explicit song titles. What was that song?
It was All the Small Things.
Okay.
The basic, because it was one of those karaoke book,
yeah,
karaoke guys. So they had it's only radio singles. So okay. Like it was like radio singles. So I was like, oh, I'll do all the small things. That'll be fun. I know all the words anyway.
What was crazy is like I went on a cruise just recently and they had karaoke there, and I was surprised that they had I Prevail's cover of Blank Space. And it's like, you know, you don't see that often. Like, I just heard the Coors on here. I didn't expect this.
Yeah, honestly, like emo and like pop punk and even metalcore has kind of made its way into like the true karaoke space. In the last couple of years, it's kind of bizarre. Like we're seeing it a lot more lately. Like events popping up, those emo karaoke, and we're like, we always check. Like, is this with a band? And we're like, no, it's not with a band. Like it's you know, it's whatever. But yeah, the music's still so popular, and you know, younger kids have like grabbed onto it because it's not too dissimilar from music that's currently being made by bands their age.
Now, were you an emo kid growing up?
Oh, absolutely. I kind of got into it. I started out with like skate punk, like Pennywise, and like hardcore, like Earth Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in like fifth or sixth grade. And then when I was like late middle school, I found this like college radio station that played like all emo punk and like hardcore stuff, and I never really heard emo before. And I heard Never Meant by American Football and For Me This Is Heaven by Jimmy Eat World, and it was like the light like going on, like it was like amazing. I was obsessed with it. So I my favorite kind of emo personally, like I love all the music that we play. It's fun to play. They're fun songs. And no one wants to go up on stage and do For Me This Is Heaven by Jimmy Eat World. I've tried. We did it for a little while. No one ever wanted to do it. So we never got around to doing Never Meant or, you know, Sea Anemone by Jets to Brazil. But, you know, yeah, it's fine. But, yeah. So I got into it, like, really, really young.
So what you're saying is it's not a phase.
It's never going to be a phase. It's always been my favorite thing in the world. I love this kind of music. I grew up listening to it. I've been listening to it since I was a little kid. I'm never going to stop.
I like how my voice cracked asking if there was a phase, as if I'm going through puberty again. I saw that set list and I was tempted, because I'm really tempted to, you know, what song do I want to go and sing? And I was tempted to do something like, do I want to go to something softer on the vocals, like Dashboard Confessional or something? I don't know if you do Hands Down, but I love that one. Or do I
not
do...
Not that soft on the vocals, though.
Is it not that soft in the vocals?
It's so high. It's so high up. Like, he sings so high, and you don't realize it. And we notice this a lot when people get, like they don't, they're like, oh, that's for Confessional. I can sing that. And it's like, no, he sings really high. It's hard to hit those notes. So not as hard, easy on the voice as you might think.
Well, wait till you hear the other comparison, because it is complete opposite. It would be Pierce the Veil's King for a Day and both Woo! Vocals. I'm tempted to go either. Do I go kind of easier, or let's be psychopaths and sing both vocals, which for the uninitiated, it is a like similar to Dashboard, a very high pitched voice with also a lot of screaming. And so that's done by two people. I would attempt to do it one, because apparently I'm a crazy person.
Most people actually do it by themselves. Sometimes people go up there in pairs, but like surprisingly, people do King for a Day mostly on their own. And I think the higher vocals in Pierce the Veil are easier to sing than the higher vocals in Dashboard Confessional songs. That's me personally, but you know, each their own. It's my best advice to anyone that's like looking to pick a song. If you want to have the best experience possible, pick a song that everyone knows the words to and absolutely loves. Pierce the Veil, King for a Day is definitely a good one. Dashboard's pretty good. Surprisingly, like the radio songs, like big radio songs are probably the most fun to do because everyone's singing along with you and everyone loves it. Like In the End by Linkin Park or... Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Like, people love those songs because they're just like, they know every single word to it. They've heard it a million times. They probably heard it in the grocery store this week.
That's so, like, so true.
Yeah. So, like, they absolutely, like, they know every single word. And personally, in my opinion, that's always the best experience.
Now, I know that you and I are, we're different than most people in that, like, we'll be on a stage and we, you know, like to perform. What would you say to somebody who is kind of on the fence? Like, I don't know, I'm scared. I don't want to mess up. Like, what do you say to those people who are on the fence about either going and or singing?
So what I would say is you're only alive on this earth for a short period of time. You should get every last experience you possibly can. And this is a really fun, cool experience. And then if you're worried about being bad, it's karaoke. A lot of people are going to be bad. it is what it is. Like, you know, we'll get you there. We'll try and pull you over the finish line the best that we can.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot, Chris. I want your top three emo songs, and you can go in depth with what you like and just be like, I like this song because of blank, and then this song because of blank. I want to hear your top three emo songs.
Woo! All right. I'm going to go number one, Never Meant by American Football. One of the greatest songs the genre has ever produced. For people that don't know it, you know, it's like an old emo song from, like, it's like 1999, I think the record came out. Not a very popular band when they first came out. They kind of put out the album, broke up, and then they didn't kind of resurface until like the mid 2010s when they kind of caught on online. But to the point where I actually met one of the members who was bartending at a bar in Chicago in like 2007. And I was on tour with a band that I was in, and I went up to the bar, and, you know, the bartender was like, oh, are you guys in a band? And I was like, yeah, we're in a band. I was like, you know, like, we're just on tour or whatever. I was like, oh, I was in a band too. And I was like, what band? He's like, you would never know. And I'd like coaxed it out of him. He's like, my band was called American Football. And I lost my mind. I was like, and he gave me free drinks for the rest of the night. It was the greatest thing. But, so that's definitely number one. Number two, I think, would be The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Classic.
It is an absolute classic. It is a brilliant and beautifully written song with an amazing guitar solo that's really not that difficult but sounds harder than it is. And it was one of the songs that, like, really pushed emo into the mainstream. It was one of the big moments for the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Eat World deserved that more than any other band. You know, they worked tirelessly, and they absolutely deserved it. And they are an incredible, incredible band that still produces amazing music.
Mm-hmm.
And then Welcome to the Black Parade, because it's so genre bending and defining at the same time.
That's a really good list.
Black Parade is a brilliant. Black Parade is a brilliant record. It really is a masterpiece.
It really is. I just remember in high school, like, playing that, like, nonstop. I think, like, essentially 2007. I think it was 2007. I just kept playing it on repeat, like, no skips. All of it was just perfect. That's a very solid list. I never heard of American Football, so I have it right now, up and ready after the interview to check it out.
You're gonna dig it.
Okay.
They actually just put out a new song today, but it's slow and soft and melodic. It's like Midwest emo. It's like what the genre Midwest emo is like. They literally invented it.
So I like Jimmy Eat World. Like, I think I had on my list in no particular order. I had a Praised Chorus on there, and I don't know if I said it on the this station. Yeah, I know it's a bit obscure, but, like, for me, it's a personal one, because I remember I was working at a movie theater in Orlando, and I was just like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? And it came on, like, for the first time in 10 years. I have not heard that song in 10 years. And that line, even at 25, you got to start sometime. Like, ooh, that's hitting a lot deeper now. And so...
Real quick on that song, the guest vocalist, do you know The Promise Ring?
I think I've heard of them, but I can't recall anything.
the guest vocalist, Davey from The Promise Ring, is the guest vocalist on that song. You should check out the record Nothing Feels Good by The Promise Ring. It is also amazing.
Okay. Putting that in now.
Yeah.
I feel like since I'm in Jacksonville, Northeast Florida, I feel like I'm legally required to mention Yellow Card, Only One, or Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. They're close enough in the area.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm legally required to mention them, but I almost want to say A Decade Under the Influence by Taking Back Sunday is on that top three. And my final one is similar to yours, I'm Not Okay. Not Welcome to Back Black Parade. I'm Not Okay by My Chemical Romance. I think it's just fantastic.
It really is.
And I will still, even when the line, the photographs your boyfriend took, I will mimic the photograph thing that Gerard Way does in the music video because I am a child.
That's so good.
Oh, man. All right. So where can people go for information on Emo Night Karaoke?
Go to our website, emonightkaraoke.com. There's, like links to our Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and all that stuff. You'll find all the information on the shows, all the ticket links and all that stuff on there. Website is there's a Spotify list, of the songs we played. It only embeds 100 songs. So if you like actually go to Spotify from that link, you'll see the extra past 100 that are on there. But yeah, so like, all the information you could possibly need is on there. Instagram, we're constantly posting stuff. So if you need to know anything, it's going to be on there too.
Chris, I feel like we could talk for hours just on random emo band or just random music in general, because clearly we've just been dropping the deepest of deep cuts. I feel like this interview is just for like us at this point, but that's okay. You sound like, I feel like you have like a whole bunch of great stories on meeting other bands, especially after the American football one, but unfortunately we have out of time. Let's do this again sometime soon. Again, Emo Night Karaoke coming to Kona Skate Park March 20th. Tickets are on sale now. Chris Pennings, thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.